top stories at 12 hours. Binwell Mfundo slams government over alleged abuse of public order act. Government calls for sustained malaria financing to strengthen health systems. And Trump's new global tariff comes into effect at 10%.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Nkana Independent Member of Parliament Binwell Mfundo has accused government through the Zambia Police Service of abusing the Public Order Act to target members of the opposition. Speaking during Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Mfundo said the recent arrest of Tonsi Alliance youths on the Copper Belt was unfair, stating that they were merely meeting indoors to plan activities for Youth and Women's Day. He has maintained that the youth were gathered in a locked room and not involved in any unlawful assembly, describing the arrest as unjustified and calling on the police to act professionally and impartially in enforcing the law. Mr. Mfundo has further urged law enforcement agencies to treat both the ruling party and opposition parties fairly, particularly as the country approaches the August general election.
Honestly speaking, even that same law called, you know, unlawful assembly. Unlawful assembly is a law that was created more to avoid people meeting to disturb public peace, right? So I don't think there's any logic to arrest a small grouping of people who are locked up in a room with no threat to the security of the public, who are busy planning for a national event called Women's Day and Youth Day. Unfortunately, this is what the UPND has become.
Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chibuli has ordered civil rights activist Brudna Changala to open his defense on March 23, 2026, without fail, in a matter he is facing one count of seditious practices. Magistrate Chibuli said the matter has dragged and it needed to be concluded. However, Mr. Changala, through his lawyer, Caesar Simukonda, insisted that the defense team was not ready to proceed with the matter until May 2026. He accused President Hakainde Hichilema's administration of using archaic and unconstitutional law to target political speech, which the minority government way back used it to suppress the freedom struggle. Meanwhile, Mr. Changala has informed the court that he would call 15 witnesses to aid his defense in the matter. Magistrate Chibuli has since adjourned the matter to March 23, 2026 for commencement of defense. Government has underscored the importance of sustained investment in malaria financing to strengthen surveillance systems, supply chains, laboratory networks, and service delivery platforms. Speaking during the in-country mission on the development of the sustainability financing plan and the pilot of the Big Push accountability and monitoring framework, Acting Health Minister Cornelius Motwa said malaria financing is not merely recurrent expenditure, but a strategic investment in building a resilient and integrated health system. Mr. Mwetwa has noted that Zambia has been selected to pilot the Big Push accountability and monitoring framework aimed at accelerating malaria elimination efforts and strengthening multi-sectoral accountability structures that translate political commitments into measurable results.
While malaria remains a major public health concern, our perspective must remain broader. Investment in malaria financing directly strengthens surveillance systems, supply chains, laboratory networks, community health, infrastructure and service delivery platform. These are fundamental components of the resilient health system and are essential for the health, security and pandemic preparedness.
Meanwhile, Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Ndlovu has emphasized that collaboration among key ministries is critical to eliminating malaria at its source. And African Leaders Malaria Alliance, ALMA, Executive Secretary Joy Fumasi said the country remains a continental leader in the fight against malaria and expressed confidence that Africa can build resilience by following Zambia's example.
Now, Zambia is a leader in the fight against malaria. Not just because we are one of the few countries that are meeting the WHO target, but it is because you have leadership that is committed to the fight against malaria. His Excellency President Ichelema has set up an End Malaria Confidence Fund, which brings the private sector, the public sector, religious organizations, civil society, and the government together in the fight against malaria.
Kongola Copper Mines, KCM, says it has set an initial contribution target of 300,000 metric tons of copper towards government's goal of producing 3 million metric tons by 2030. KCM Acting Chief Executive Officer Malcolm Newitt has described this milestone as a key step in significantly increasing output and strengthening the mining sector's contribution to national development. Speaking during the Red Hot Breakfast, Mr. Mewitt has explained that KCM contributed between 10 and 15% towards the national target of producing 1 million metric tons of copper in 2025. He has added that the company remains committed to increasing its share and supporting the country's ambitious production goals, while commending the government's stance against illegal mining.
We didn't quite nudge, as a country, we didn't quite nudge 1 million in 2025, just under. For us, we're about 10 to 15% of that 1 million at the moment, and as we grow to 3 million, we'll be about 10%. So our internal target for us is 300,000. That'll be our contribution. And, you know, it's interesting what's happening. I mean, we know what's happening globally, the geopolitics. So really, really grateful to the ruling party, to President Hakainde Hichilema for what he's doing and the support that he's given us. And you know, we've got a clear growth plan.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Pensions and Insurance Authority, PIA, says the growing number of licensed insurance players in the country is yet to translate into meaningful insurance inclusion. PIA Registrar and Chief Executive Officer Namakao Ntimi said although the sector has seen steady growth in licensed insurance entities, especially intermediaries, product diversity remains limited and outreach to underserved communities is minimal. Speaking during the launch of the Insurance Sandbox last evening, Mrs. Ntini said the initiative is a direct response to the existing gaps in the insurance market. She has explained that the regulatory sandbox will provide a controlled environment for insurers and innovators to test new, inclusive products tailored to the needs of different segments of the population.
These are not abstract questions. They reflect the real consumer needs. And the answers are the key to unlocking insurance uptake in Zambia. The sandbox is the platform where this solution can be tested and refined. Innovation properly guided is the vehicle that will take us there. While we remain firmly committed to our oversight mandate, ensuring market stability and policyholder protection, the landscape has evolved so rapidly that oversight alone is no longer sufficient.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber.